reading us from a book called The Greatest Table, A Banquet to Fight Against Hunger. I believe Mickey and who do you have here? Donna and Cynthia from Hope.
The greatest table isn't set inside a single home. Oh no, it spans the continents and no one eats alone.
A table in your dining room, a picnic bench, a tray, a party tent, your beach blanket, a small sidewalk cafe.
A banquet hall, a feast breakfast in bed, a lunchbox, takeout sack, the camp, the circle at a campfire roast, or any tea time snack.
Each one is just another leaf in one uncommon table where all the guests have cooked or baked or brought what they are able.
Where all of us can help ourselves and all of us are fed, and no one has been turned away with just a crust of bread.
The greatest table, like a leaf, like a tree, excuse me, is growing leaf by leaf, widening its canopy to welcome more beneath.
Its tablecloth is flowering and covers all our knees. Its branches bend with every food, from pineapples to peas.
Who hasn't eaten? Join us here. Pull up another chair. We'll all scoot over, make more room. There's always some to spare.
Baskets mound with crusty breads. There's soup in simmering pots. And bushes brim year-round with fruit. No pears, now apricots.
And always in the company, there's someone we can toast. An elder, infant, long-lost friend, an honored guest, the host.
The table talk is musical with every language shared. In every face, the thankfulness is more than any prayer.
The next time you sit down to eat, the greatest table set, connecting you with each of us who hasn't eaten yet.
So if you're hungry, join us here. Pull up another chair. We'll scoot over, make more room. There's always room to spare.
Thank you very much.